Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Zarko Masalgia. He's Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to the show, Zarko.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, you've been one of the world's busiest people zipping around the planet, telling people about all the great things that Recyclico has accomplished this year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's been pretty much full steam ahead going into the end of the year, and it was great to be able to travel and visit these different facilities, especially in Europe. It was a refreshing change from, you know, being in meeting rooms all the time. But I was also really impressed by that proactive approach that of battery recycling that you see in Europe. You know, there's this mentality shift where it seems like producers are really interested in recycling their own waste and recovering value, which aligns with our business model of technology integration, right? And especially the legislation in Europe also supports this agenda with requirements for recovery efficiency and minimum percentage of recyclable materials in new battery cells. So overall, it was a successful trip, and I'm really glad to be back in the office. Just kind of looking back, even with this latest press release, looking back at all the success that we've had throughout the year. You know, I think the last press release we just had this week really, reviews our 2022 highlights. And I think it's a great resource for both old and new listeners to really just go out and read. You know, it serves as a good reminder for all of our achievements this year and our commitment to transparency. I just really want to emphasize that I think, you know, we've really been transparent throughout the development of this whole project. And I think one of the major highlights really of the year has been the success of the demonstration plant project. You know, it's included the successful scale-up and trial tests that demonstrate our technology leadership and expertise in battery recycling. So just really happy with where that's all come. And on top of the technology, you know, our innovation has also been recognized with the growth of our patent portfolio, just the novelty of that process, right, including granted patents in China, Canada, and most recently Australia. And it's just a good reminder that, you know, when this patent is being reviewed by the patent office, that, you know, there can't be any kind of prior art that conflicts with this. So a great achievement on our end there, just continuing to build our technology moat. And, you know, I've also, I guess, the latest press releases raise a lot of questions. I have received a lot of questions about the, you know, MOUs and NDAs we've signed. And I just want to assure everyone that, you know, we always will remain transparent about our process and, you know, the work that the company is doing in its technology development. However, I also want to protect the integrity and the trust I've built with others. And, you know, we have mentioned we are collaborating with companies on testing and evaluating our process, but these details remain confidential. And I wouldn't say, you know, we have gone quiet with our updates, but instead I see it as a new phase of our growth, which is really focused on building these long-term relationships that, you know, happen to, you know, remain under the radar and confidential. But this work around the technology is happening. And, you know, we do continue to do work on the demonstration plant. But I'd say, you know, recently we did shift a lot of our resources over to focusing on actually getting a very large sample out of material ready for a potential partner. And it was on a quite tight timeline. So, you know, I'd say, and we want to make sure we do everything we do is right. And, you know, I got to say, there's never a dull moment with testing and samples, always on the go, and just kind of shifting and managing the resources we have for this. You know, anything that really goes out our door is going to be a top-end product. And, you know, finally, just as, you know, wrap things up from all of us at the office, I just want to wish listeners a happy holiday season. You know, we're all really excited for the new year. And it does go without saying that, you know, Larry Ray, the founder of this company, will always be missed. And, you know, hope to speak with you more, Jim, in the new year.
Zarko, can you tell people where you're traded and how to get more information about Recyclico?
Yeah, we're traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4. You can check out all the information on our website, www.recycleco.com. That's constantly being updated, so you'll see like our latest video, technology page, all of our press releases and contact information. So please feel free to reach out to us if you have any other questions.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks.
My guest has been Zarco Masalja, Chief Executive Officer of Recycleco. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on December 16th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.